Lesson 36, magpa and pa plus in-verb forms. Magpa and pa plus in-verbs suggest that someone is giving orders to have something done to another, forming magpa and pa plus in-derivatives. The derivatives of magpa and pa plus in-verbs are formed differently. For verb roots ending in consonants, active magpa verbs are formed in the following manner. Example:
kain,
infinitive;
magpakain,
imperative;
magpakain,
past;
nagpakain,
present;
nagpapakain,
future;
magpapakain,
verbal noun;
pagpapakain.
Passive pa plus in verbs are formed in the following manner. Example:
kain,
infinitive;
pakainin,
imperative;
pakainin,
past;
pinakain,
present;
pinakakain,
future;
pakakainin,
verbal noun;
pagpapakain.
For verb roots ending in vowels, active magpa verbs are formed this way. Example:
basa,
infinitive;
magpabasa,
imperative;
magpabasa,
past;
nagpabasa,
present;
nagpapabasa,
future;
magpapabasa,
verbal noun;
pagpapabasa.
Passive pa plus in verbs are formed this way. Example:
basa,
infinitive;
pabasahin,
imperative;
pabasahin,
past;
pinabasa,
present;
pinababasa,
future;
pababasahin,
verbal noun;
pagpapabasa.
Some sample sentences are:
nagpapabasa sila sa mga paaralan ng mga aklat ni Rizal.
They order to be read in schools the books of Rizal. They order the books of Rizal read in schools.
Pinababasa sa mga paaralan ang mga aklat ni Rizal.
Are ordered read in schools the books of Rizal. The books of Rizal are ordered read in schools.
Nagpakain kami ng mahihirap na tao.
Were fed by us the poor people. We fed the poor.
Pinakain namin ang mahihirap na tao.
Gave food by us the poor people. The poor people were fed by us.
Nagpagupit siya ng kanyang buhok.
He or she ordered his or her hair cut. He or she had a haircut.
Pinagupit niya ang kanyang buhok.
Had cut his or her hair. He or she had a haircut.